shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle. I've got to move every one of mine.
Huh?
I've got to move every one of mine. Every room in my house has got a fireplace.
Does it really? For goodness sake. I grew up with a lot of fireplaces, too. I like them.
Yeah, I like them, too.
Savannah.
Right. Everyone in my Adam house County. Has
that's
a,
right.
Every bedroom, living room, dining room.
Right. Well, now, I don't know, because I was raised in Savannah, but I don't live there anymore, so I don't keep up with the politics.
You should.
I should, I know, but I don't. What
it's
do you...
rather fascinating politics.
Yes, it is, and particularly Savannah politics, I think.
Well, Chatham County always had interesting politics.
Has a history of interesting politics.
Well, all the South was interesting. All the South was interesting. It was a slave country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to start a fire?
Shavings or draws. It's we got it from the Turpentine Steelers, and it was draws.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging up overcoats and things like that?
You mean clothes hangers?
Yeah, and what do you call the room where you hang clothes up?
Closets.
And, let's see, what about a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
We call that weatherboard. Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
A stoop.
I call that a stoop.
And that's what we call it.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
I call it a lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
I don't know what I have.
That's right. That's for North Georgia people.
Yes, that's for North Georgia.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
A bucket.
Yeah.
Cedar buckets.
Would you call it the same thing if it was made out of metal?
We call it a pail.
Pail. Are you familiar with the term piggin to mean a bucket?
That must be skin.
Hmm?
That must be skin.
I don't know what it is. They just asked me to ask
you. You know they in Western books they speak of them as pigeons, and they take them and go down to the to get water.
They take the pigeon in these books.
Well, now that's interesting. So it's the skin then.
That's what it is.
We don't know.
That's what it is in these books.
Well, in the biblical days, back when the disciples,
well, they used goat skin. They made them. They called them pigeons.
They called them pigeons.
I see them in these books. I read a lot of Zane Gray's books. And they speak of them often.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that.
They must be made from sheep and goat hide.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillets.
Now, is a skillet the same thing as a frying pan?
Well, we call the lighter ones the frying pans. Made out of aluminum or light steel.
Well, let's see, would a skillet and a frying pan